In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. Today is Saturday, the 8th of June, 2019. We have come to the last day of this 7th week of Easter and to the end of the Easter season. You are listening to Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who have celebrated the Paschal festivities may by your gift hold fast to them in the way that we live our lives. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 28, verses 16 to 20, and verse 30 and verse 31. The Gospel is taken from St. John, chapter 21, verses 20 to 25. I read from the first reading. On our arrival in Rome, Paul was allowed to stay in lodgings of his own with the soldier who guarded him. After 3 days, he called together the leading Jews. When they had assembled, he said to them, "Brothers, although I have done nothing against our people or the customs of our ancestors, I was arrested in Jerusalem and handed over to the Romans. They examined me and would have set me free since they found me guilty of nothing involving the death penalty. But the Jews lodged an objection and I was forced to appeal to Caesar, though not because I had any accusation to make against my own nation. That is why I have urged you to see me and have a discussion with me, for it is on account of the hope of Israel that I wear this chain." He spent the whole of the 2 years in his own rented lodging. He welcomed all who came to visit him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ with complete fearlessness and without any hindrance from anyone. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Difficulties are part of our life with Christ. Difficulties are part of our life with Christ. Today, dear friends, our first reading narrates the hardship Paul goes through in his missionary exploit. We would well remember that on that day of his conversion, while he was on his road to Damascus, the Lord told Ananias about Paul. He said, "I will show him how much he must suffer for my name." Acts chapter 9, verse 16. Choosing to serve God is a very beautiful thing. It is lovely to serve the Lord. It brings honor. It brings blessings. However, it also comes with its own fair share of hardship. In the reading, Paul is facing the suffering the Lord had showed him. He had done nothing. They found no guilt in him. If he was guilty, His guilt was that he was preaching the good news of Jesus Christ crucified and risen from death. Something the Jews did not want to hear because it meant accepting blame and guilt for Jesus' death. Yet, Paul is resolute. Despite in prison and in chains, despite all his difficulties, Paul kept teaching the truth with complete fearlessness. Beloved, I have spoken with some young people. They expressed the challenges they face among their peers, especially those who want to be very devout in their Christian lives. It is not easy among their peers. They are laughed at. They are provoked because they have chosen to be different from the world. They have chosen to stand by those values that they know are good and right. And so what happens? They face stiffest resistance from their own peers who laugh at them and call them names. And they were sincere to tell me it is difficult to face such moving waters. The tendency is always to hide or to pretend so as to move along. Each one of us on the course for Christ will have blessings. Anything we do for Christ does not go unrewarded. Trust me, whatever we do for Christ, God gives us back even 100 times over. God will always bless you for whatever you do for Him and for His name. However, we shall also sure suffer on account of His name. It's a coin with two sides. We cannot only want to receive blessings from God because we serve Him. We should also know that the other side of the coin is to receive persecution, to be mocked, to be provoked, to be laughed at because we choose to serve Him. But like Paul, so I told the youths and I am also telling us today, the many others that will come to persecute us, the many others that will come to laugh at us, we must remain resolute. In choosing to be different, it's never easy. People will laugh at you. They will provoke you. In your office, on the street. Just imagine seeing yourself picking a piece of paper to put it in the trash can. People will look at you. What does he want to show? What does she want to claim about? That is what it means to be different, to show the light. When you choose to be different, you will face stiff resistance. But this is what it is to stand for Christ. This is what many fear or do not want. Persecution, losing friends, losing favors, being called names. And so many of us have shied away from standing for the truth and for standing for our Christian values. Because we fear to be persecuted. We fear to lose our friends. We fear to be called names. We fear to lose favors that we once enjoyed. But I want you to remember, dear friends, Jesus says, "What shall it profit a man should he gain the whole world and lose his soul?" Mark chapter 8 verse 36. If you fear what people will say to you and you make friends with the devil, if you fear the persecutions that will come and you decide to do things that are wrong, remember, what will it profit you should you gain all the friends in the world yet lose heaven and lose God? Jesus consoles us. If the whole world can hate you for the sake of Christ, be consoled and be happy. Do not worry. For blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness and for the sake of Christ. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 5 verses 10 to 12. Today, therefore, is a consolation to us. St. Paul gives us that consolation. Do not worry. Even if it means standing alone for what is true and for what is right, stand alone. Persecutions will sure come because you have chosen to be for Christ. People will hate you. They will call you names. But remember, it is better that we are called names. It is better that we lose friends on earth, so long as after all, we shall gain heaven. So courage, dear friends. Continue to persevere in your Christian life. It will never be a bed of roses. But remember, even here, while on earth, God blesses us. But in heaven, the blessing is much more. As we celebrate the solemnity of Pentecost tomorrow, receive that Holy Spirit. Let Him come to rekindle you. Let Him come to reflame you. Let Him come to re-empower you, to remember and to always bear witness to Christ. mindful of the fact that whatever decision you have taken for Christ, be sure that difficulties are part of our life with Christ. But do not give up. Do not be discouraged. A greater reward awaits you. Thank you for spending this Easter season with us. And as we welcome the Holy Spirit tomorrow, may each and every one of us be rekindled and be re-empowered to be witnesses for Christ in our modern world. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen. We wish each and every one of you a very happy feast of the Pentecost tomorrow. Until next week, stay blessed.